Hello everyone, it's Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. The holidays are quickly approaching and, if you're like me, you haven't even started your shopping yet. Need something for that gamer in your life? Head over to MetallicDiceGames.com for the best in premium dice and accessories. Strapped for cash this time of year? The Rancor's Brothel can help. By using the promo code RBP10 at checkout, you'll save 10% off your purchase. So don't wait. Head over to MetallicDiceGames.com right now and use the promo code RBP10 to save big on your holiday shopping.
The Rancor's Brothel presents a Monte Cook Games publication. The Strange. The Dark Spiral.
Waste all more right, time.
Where to now?
B.
So B, which is
go in order.
Yeah.
Well, except for the ones we don't need.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
So well, desire.
If we really want to fuck with Lucas.
You can go in whatever doors you want. You
might have as well go in the lore one, right?
Right.
Learn some stuff.
I'm sure the book
desire.
Has,
yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a
everybody has sex with everybody else. It's an orgy room.
It's a short hallway.
Reminds me of the episode of The Witcher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God.
There's a short hallway that goes into another door that opens up into a more rectangular room. Not rectangular long ways, but rectangular side to side from where you walk in.
So like a bar.
Sure. And then there is another door directly across from you from there. However, inside of this room, you see another statue. All right. Blue tiles on the floor spiral out from the fixed statue of a female Quathalum. The sculpture has a grace, beauty, and breathtaking artistry that captures the eye and heart. A few figures sit along the side walls, but their presence is incidental to the smooth lines and motion of the statue. This is a depiction of the same image outside the door, which is a depiction of desire.
All right, just statues and her.
Anything funky, like a bone horn or something?
Nope. Do me a favor and roll me. Roll me a d4.
Two.
Okay.
All right.
So along the walls of the room, you see just says a few figures sit along the side walls. The presence is incidental to the smooth lines and the motion of the statue.
So they don't fit in.
So you see three figures along the sides of the walls.
Like stone figures? Or figures?
Do you approach them?
Sure.
Well,
okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Sebastian, I love it.
This is how children get shot.
Yep. That's usually, yep.
Which was not a bad thing.
It wasn't a bad thing, but
that kid snapped his mom's neck.
You see three dead humans, dried and mummified, from the long stay in the chamber. They appear to be all facing the statue.
Guys, we're getting the rocks off.
They are set, slumped against the side walls. Most of their belongings appear to have rotted away long past unusability.
So they don't have any cool shit.
I mean, I don't know. You can loot them if you want.
But you said that they're not usable.
Loot
the bodies!
Touch
cool. Did you say these were
mummified?
Yeah, mummified humans.
Humans.
Yeah.
Who are turned towards the statue, so
sex slaves, bro.
I'm getting like a Medusa vibe here.
I know, I'm totally getting like a...
You find...
I want to close my eyes real quick.
I should probably do that since I failed last time.
Yeah, probably.
Between all the bodies, you find a total of 100 crowns. And you find another cipher.
Sweet! What's the cipher?
It is a level 5... cell disrupting grenade cipher.
That sounds brutal.
Whoa. Let me find that one.
I will gladly throw away my bottle of water.
Screw you! But goodbye, anchor. I don't need
or
you.
My lube.
Or your lube. Hey, man.
Well, okay, so hold on. Like the water reduces the next action by 3 steps. We could quickly drink the water for, like, whatever next is going to happen, and then it will just reduce it, so.
However, the lube does not have any use right now, so.
It's an explosive device that has to be thrown.
Makes sense.
In Arden, it appears to be a stone with a rune of destruction inscribed on it. When it explodes, an immediate radius inflicts damage equal to the cipher's level, which in this case is 5. This is cell disrupting, which means that it only harms flesh.
So, like Rook, it would not be a good thing to use it on, but here.
Hey. Oh, I like it.
So, holy it's a grenade. Flesh-eating grenade, apparently, essentially.
Basically, it takes cells, so animal, human, whatever, cells, and explodes them.
Yep. They eats them away.
Just kind of cool.
The holy hungry of Kofelin.
It's almost like being blown up from the inside in.
Basically.
Implosion.
That sounds fun.
So you want that?
I don't. If you guys have spots, go ahead and take it because I'm full.
Goodbye, anchor.
Right, but you can hand me something that you don't want at the moment. So, like, if your water or lube, what
you
do you
can
have?
Take the water.
All right, I'll add the water to me. And then if you need it, let me know. Just scream at me.
You also find a partial map of the Mouth of Swords.
Sweet. I'm taking that shit.
It shows. What was that?
It was called.
It was called.
Cellular?
Cell disrupting grenade. It is a level 5. Explosive device hits targets within an immediate range equal to the level only flesh.
Yeah.
Get the holy hand grenade.
Yeah.
Basically.
Count to 3.
No. So what it appears to show, what the map appears to show is the entrance of the Mouth of Swords, the stairwell, and the brazier room. It shows the first room that you walked into off of door A. The first room, the room you're in now. The first room that you walk into off of door C. And the first room that you walk in off of door E.
Sweet.
That's all it shows.
That's fine. That's enough.
I guess we can wait for him to get back. I need everybody to roll an intellect roll.
Come on, Jimmy.
Oh, shit.
Roll high. Oh.
You got higher than me.
Woo!
What did you guys get?
11.
12!
3.
I'll wait on Daniel.
Hopefully he can roll that nat 20.
He's been rolling 20s like crazy.
I know.
Like a beast.
Ooh, a 15.
Golden.
That's a 2.
Okay, I just can't roll on a piece of paper. That's
yeah, probably. Stop rolling on a piece of paper. It's cursed.
I just can't roll for shit today, so...
My dice are very shy in 40K, so whenever I play at home, my dice are hot. When I play against any stranger whatsoever, I roll horribly. I'm like...
You're like, what like happened?
Very below average. Very below average. I'm like, oh, that's... I'm sorry. My dice are shy. Just wants to let you win, I guess.
Roll an int roll.
Yep. Be smart about it.
6.
Woo!
I got 2 nat 20s on int rolls already, so...
Yeah, not your turn anymore.
You are kind of creepy about that. It is kind of scary.
Yeah, how they just come up from underneath.
I see your finger.
I match you.
Sorry, what was everybody else's rolls?
What did you roll? 11?
Yeah. I'll re-roll, 12. But I had a 3.
I rolled a 12. I think. That was one above you.
Yeah, I had an 11.
You find a loose tile.
Pull it up.
Inside of the tile, you find a small burlap pouch.
I open the pouch.
Inside the pouch, you find a small Quaffellum clay figure that appears to be like the same type of receipt, but it has a different heft to it and almost feels hollow.
Huh. What's the shape of the Quaffellum? Like, does it have armor on, or does it...
No. What does this look like?
It doesn't care, because it wants me to smash it open.
This one doesn't appear to look like the others.
Oh, really?
It's a Quaffellum, but it doesn't appear to depict any of the incarnations.
Well...
It's hollow.
I'm going to throw it on the ground.
You smash it. When you smash it, a flash of light occurs.
Yes!
And what appears to be a spirit of the vault keeper rolls out of it, screeching, squealing, and then dissipates.
Ooh,
that's probably not good.
Man. I bet that was something cool to use.
What if that's how we actually kill this guy?
I wonder if...
Kill what?
So the random statue things all have something that is actually part of the dude, the vault keeper. And we have to kill those things to kill him.
So we gotta go back to the death.
No, that's not it.
You had it right the first time.
Oh.
Think of it as a lich.
That was his lich?
You have to destroy the phylactery to destroy the lich.
That was his
phylactery.
Harry Potter terms? Is that like a horcrux? Okay.
You feel like that presence is gone.
Cool.
So you now the ring is mine.
No, I can't see anything. I'm blind.
If this were a game where everyone meted, you would know that. That you would. I would tell you that at some point in time, motherfucker is probably going to come back to life.
Oh,
Mitch
the Lich. All right. It's
okay. So I would have just punched his jaw in again.
Yep. So,
does the ring feel different?
No.
Okay.
So there's another door on the other end.
We're going through that door. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Might as well keep going.
I'm going to try not bumping into anything because I can't see because of the light.
Keep going back.
And tiptoe.
So this room, when you walk in, it's sort of square, but there are three alcoves. There's one directly to your right.
I love these alcoves.
One directly in front of you. And there is one to the left of that one. So there is still at least one corner of the square that is square. If that makes sense. Yeah, it's sort of like a star, but there's only three instead of all four corners have an alcove in it. So this is room 8. Three large alcoves in this chamber each hold a unique sculpture. All of them are beautiful, but each one seems to focus on the beauty of a particular characteristic. One statue is of a particularly fit and muscular nude human male throwing a weighty hammer. Another statue is of a Quaffellum. Yeah. The sex is uncertain, apparently evading two swinging pendulums with preternatural grace. The last statue is of a female human consulting a tome while writing sorcerous runes or mathematical script on a long piece of parchment.
Is that all that's in this room? There's no other doors?
That's it. This appears to be a dead end with three alcoves.
There's got to be an egg in here somewhere.
There's going to be a trap in here somewhere.
Yeah, boy. I'm going to go to the fit one first.
You go to the fit one? The hammer thrower?
Yeah. Oh, wait.
It animates.
Oh, crap.
It reaches out its hand to you.
Flex with him.
That's what it does. It reaches out its hand to you.
See how the other statues react before we do anything.
Yeah.
This one.
buddy wants to shake my hand.
Okay, well, we can come back to him.
Or you can stay there, and right. Sebastian can go to the next one.
Okay, I'll stay.
I'll go to the next one.
Which one was
he's going to hit me?
He's
lady.
Totally going to hit me with that hammer, guys. Or,
no, Quifelum with the pendulum.
The pendulum evader. Mm. Same thing. Each one that you approach reaches out to you.
All right. No one's around to stop me. I'm going to grab, put my hand out.
Which one?
His is...
The muscular one. The man.
Hammer thrower.
Yeah.
You instantly feel weaker as you deduct 10 points of might.
Oh, I'm alive!
However, in your hand appears to be a sapphire. A very large sapphire. It's probably worth a lot of money.
Okay, so each of the... So the... Pendulum Evader is going to be speed yeah. which you have that thing.
Yeah.
To give back your speed.
Yeah.
And then the last one's going to be the intelligence.
I thought there was four of them.
There's only three. Three.
Okay.
I'll touch the speed one or
the Evader. When you grasp this one, you lose 10 points of speed.
I see where this is going. Speed pool.
When you pull back, in your hand is one of Donna Elsa's eggs.
You found it!
The question is, do we want the intellect one or not?
Yeah, I do, because I still have my my tissue regeneration thing active.
Perfect. So then you're going to do that one?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
So the intellect one, you lose 10 intellect damage, or 10 intellect points.
Dang.
It produces an iron chest. The chest appears to be locked. I would go ahead and roll an intellect on me on that.
Just Daniel.
Mm-hmm. You can do it. You can do it.
Oh. That is a 9.
It's locked.
yes. Very sturdy.
Does anyone else want to examine this chest that I have?
I'll guess I'll look at it. 19.
It's trapped.
It's trapped, y'all.
Don't open it.
Is there a way to deactivate the trap? Yeah.
Same way you deactivated the door. You just gotta.
All right, gotta so finagle with it. Let's finagle with it, I guess.
Level 5.
I'll spend one effort. Is this an intellect based?
Why do I have
that? I'm assuming it is. It came from the intellect lady.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So I'll use one effort. So it's a level 4.
Level 4.
10.
Woo!
It does not deactivate.
It blows up in your
but
hand.
But if I do it again, I get a plus 1 to my bonus because I learn quickly.
Okay. So does that just give you plus 1 to the roll? Or does that drop it a tier? Plus 1 to the roll?
It's plus 1 to my roll.
Okay.
So I'll use another don't roll level a one. Of effort.
That's all I'm saying. Keep trying. Just 16. Don't roll a 1.
We never roll ones.
So what you
no, I'm asking 12. You the effort rules. How did the rules work for each additional
per
one?
Task?
Per task. Okay, so I just used another level of effort. Yeah.
Roll it again.
That fell off the.
That one would have been good.
20.
Yeah.
Hey, you managed to natural 20.
Nat 20.
Yep, nat 20.
You managed. Not only did you manage to disarm the trap, it also unlocks at the same time.
Sweet.
Because it's a nat 20. Why not?
I'm good, y'all.
When you open it,
mm-hmm.
you see a book.
What's
in the book? That was a lot of effort for a book.
What's in the book?
He's got to open the book to see what's in the book. It's like Bookception. It's a book. It's a book in a book.
The Book of the Dead.
That'd be kind of cool.
We're in the Desire. This is like sex ed, right?
Oh!
Karma Sutra.
Let's go to the Karma Sutra. Cool, fella.
It appears to be a pretty heavy tome.
Crack the pages.
If you open it up,
yeah,
it is filled with runes.
Nice, fun.
Okay. Anything else?
Did we decide how you were able to understand artifacts in this game? Like, you obviously don't know what this thing is.
I think we've taken it back to.
I forgot about artifacts.
I think we talked. Oh yeah, answer. I know we brought stuff back to us to the.
Yeah.
Yeah, we brought
home place.
Yeah, I think we brought one from the mirror world, wasn't it? Maybe no. I feel like we did get.
We brought something to be analyzed before.
So you just had it analyzed.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, so I'll just
for now it's
grab
a book of runes.
Bring it with us.
You don't really know. Yeah, what just, it is or what it would do.
Yeah, I'll grab
just
this
keep
one.
It with us.
A lovely book of death.
Okay, so make sure you write that down.
It is.
And don't forget about
that's
it.
Everything that you see here.
Maybe highlight it or circle it or something.
That's everything that you see here. So if you have elixir,
back out, y'all.
Elixirs or whatever it is that you want to take to restore your point pools, because I think
yes, like, I'm going to take out my healing rock right now.
Healing rock.
This is a level 9 healing rock.
Cool.
It's just going to give me 9 back.
And hey, that's 9 out of 10.
5 rock.
So the level 5 speed restore? What?
Yep, gives you 5 mm-hmm. points of speed back.
Okay.
Yes. So it gives you half back, which yep. isn't bad.
Okay, I feel safe for now.
You had something for intelligence? Or you?
My tissue regenerator. Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Right.
I have 6 points left in it.
Okay.
Cool. All right,
that's
so
this room.
On to E, because we don't really need C or D.
Unless we just want to go in.
Unless
there.
We just want to go in right. them.
Well, let's go. Let's get the eggs first, and then see.
Yeah.
And then see if we feel like going in them.
Can we take a 10-minute break real quick?
Take what?
Sorry, recovery roll.
Yeah, it would take you an hour, but yeah.
It would take me an hour. Because
it's your third one for the day, right?
I don't
well,
think
we
I,
took them.
Yes,
I don't know. If we took them.
You didn't take one.
No.
Then you're fine. Good.
Yeah.
It would
yeah.
be. It would. Yeah. So
10-minute rest for you.
Go. Oh, way better. 5
plus your tier.
Plus your tier.
Plus your tier.
Plus 7, any other bonuses.
7, 8.
You can disperse that to any pool. Doesn't have to go to one.
They're actually all pretty good, except for my main one. So I'm going to increase just all of it. And I might. I'm back to 21.
Boop, boop.
Cool. All right.
That statue is scary.
So you're going to E, you said?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. You open up E. It's another short hallway. It's similar to... Nice. It's similar to A, where it's like a short hallway and the kind of a square room.
Okay.
And there is another statue there. You see black tiles with white highlights on the floor spiral out from the fixed statue of a male Quifelum in full plate armor, bearing a massive blade. The sculpture captures fierceness, power, and breathtaking mastery. Racks of weapons of various kinds are affixed to two walls.
And no door?
Yeah, there is a door at the other end. Sorry. Yeah. I was just reading a little further.
Oh, you're good.
Make sure. Stevie, make me an intellect roll. Difficulty 2.
Good luck.
19.
Ooh.
Because I feel like you're the only one who is sensitive to magic out of the four of you.
Mm-hmm.
You can determine that some kind of spell infiltrates this room, and it's strongest near the weapon racks.
What kind of weapons are there that are available?
It appears just... to be various sort of gladiator-style weapons, spears, swords.
I wonder if you were to touch one, if the statue animates and you have to fight it.
Is this the only room in here?
No, there's another door.
No, there's another door. Is there anything else in this room? Do we see bodies or clothing or things?
That's all you're seeing.
Well, okay. Let's skip the statue for now.
Yeah, let's go to the door. It's locked.
Now you have to defeat your way through it. This is the war room, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we need to grab a weapon?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
I think
if you do,
set that
like, if the door's locked and you can't get through, then you probably have to grab a weapon and defeat something to get through. I mean, it's war.
So you walk through the other door?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This room is massive. A wide chamber is brilliantly lit by massive lamps on iron posts set at the four corners. An imposing stone step pyramid occupies most of the chamber, leaving only a 10-foot lane around the pyramid base. Each ledge of the pyramid is 5 feet wide, and each step rises 5 feet to the next, climbing a total of 4 steps. The pyramid floor and ceiling are covered with inscribed runes and wide circles that glimmer with eldritch light. At the very top of the pyramid, a bronze altar sits.
So 5 by 5.
I can climb.
I can climb.
Climbing each step of the pyramid will be a difficulty 2 might task.
All right, I'm specialized in
it. I'm specialized in it.
Sweet. We can both start climbing.
Well, sorry, I'm trained in it. You're way better at it.
You're like showing him how to do it. Yeah.
This is how you do it.
As you walk along the base, you do notice that there are quite a few bones. Some human, some Quifelum.
Safe.
Some of other things that you never have seen before.
If you're specialized in it, you don't have to roll, Josh, because it drops it 2 steps.
Unless ones are autofill?
What's that?
Is ones autofill in this game?
I think if you reduce it to 0, it's just an automatic pass, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's accurate.
I still got a roll.
You still have the roll?
Yeah.
Okay. 13. Okay,
cool. Wait, so how many steps did I say there were?
4.
Sorry. Yeah, 4.
Okay. So roll again.
Stop rolling. 13.
Keep going.
Oh, I'm going to spend an XP.
How bad was it?
It was 1.
You could just take that. Just keep what you have there and give him the card back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you never added it to your pool.
I missed it.
Well, it's ours to keep now.
Oh, 9. We're okay still.
Yeah. You just need higher than a 6. 4.
Ooh, you got it.
Higher than a 3.
Because he's trained.
Higher than a 3. That's right. Yes. That's right. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, that could have been bad. Again.
I just added it to my number.
Let's see.
By XP.
You see an altar at the top of the pyramid. Bronze altar on the top of the pyramid has a bronze dial with 3 settings.
High, medium, low.
They roasted him.
Yeah.
Or might, speed, intellect.
Fiddlesticks.
There are symbols on each setting.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. The left setting looks like a cuneiform-like symbol.
A what?
A cuneiform-like symbol.
A puny. All right.
Cune, C-U-N-E-I, form.
Oh.
Cuneiform. It appears to be a simple rectangle, actually, I guess, is what they're getting at.
Oh, cool.
There's a lot of words that are not necessary to say, hey, this is a rectangle. The central setting appears to be a symbol of a step pyramid. The right setting appears to be a symbol of a vertical rectangle. So there's horizontal on the left, step pyramid in the middle, and vertical on the right.
What is it set to?
It's in the middle right now.
So it's between all three, or it's set to the central one?
It's set to the central one, yes, sorry.
So that's what it dictates it looks like. I'm assuming you guys are calling down to us so we can call up to you.
Yeah.
Hey!
So I'm going to tell you, so clearly that's what the shape it's taking right now is the step pyramid because it's set to the step pyramid.
All right. So should we turn it?
You said there were runes on the ceiling, right?
Yeah.
Do those have any indication of anything to us? Do we recognize any of them?
No, I mean, they're just a bunch of
runes.
Who all stayed down around the base? You two? Are you guys just standing there?
Yeah, we're just hollering back and forth at each other.
Okay.
Well, let's change one. I guess we're button pushers.
Yeah. This is going to be a good room.
Yeah. We're going to change it room. To the first one.
The rectangle.
Yeah, the cuny form.
So to the left.
Yeah.
The left one.
I think.
Yeah.
Just the order he read it in.
See if we can move it at least.
What are you doing?
We're moving it to the cuny form.
Yeah. Left or right?
The left.
Sorry, I was reading.
Yeah,
reading right. Attention at all.
If we can.
You guys sit down there and watch them as they click this thing to the left. The level you are on drops.
Whee!
It drops about 40 feet.
Oh, dang. All right. That's a big drop.
seem to drop into a pit at the center, hitting the bottom with a crashing boom. You need to succeed a difficulty 5 speed defense roll.
All right, 5, effort. Let's decrease my speed some more. I'm going to decrease it by 2. Oh, boy, that'll take down.
So that'll make it a 4. It's just difficulty 5 right now.
Yep. I also decrease my thing by 4, so I'm back at 8.
So if I use 3 effort, that decreases it by...
3 tiers.
3 tiers.
Yeah, okay. So make it a difficulty 2.
I'll go ahead and do that then, because that doesn't cost me anything. Well, it costs me the 3 there.
It should cost you supplement.
What's your edge? The first point of effort takes 3, and then everyone thereafter is 2, so you will take 4 if you want to do it 3 steps.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
Which is the max you can do unless you've upgraded it to 4, yeah.
No. So it's still a level 2 for you instead of a level 5.
15.
Success. What, you?
11.
Decreasing it by 2.
Decreasing it by 2?
Yeah.
So it would be a level 3. So you're good too.
Yeah, barely.
So you guys manage to basically roll off down to the next level as this thing just drops.
That's scary.
And you hear a series of clicks, and then it pops back up.
Oh. All right.
Well, I don't want to go up. So I don't think the other way is fun.
We got to try the third way.
We got to figure something out, because this is where the egg probably is.
The dial is clicked back at the center.
See, we got to go back.
It's like that pop-up game. Do you guys remember that?
Trouble?
Where you had all the shapes.
Perfection?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, perfection. And it was on a timer and you had to like...
Oh, yeah.
Perfection. God, I hated that thing.
I hated that commercial.
Yeah. Made me jump every freaking time. All right, so we'll come back. You're not coming back up?
Oh, I'll go back up.
Ah, all right.
I'm not going to make you roll to climb. You're fine.
Yay!
Do you turn it the other direction?
Were you rolling your D12 anyway?
No, I wasn't wearing
it. Okay.
I was about to. So we'll turn it the other
way. Yeah, I mean, that's the only other way.
I know, right?
You turn it the other direction. You guys barely hear it from where you are. You two hear something click and slide open to your left.
We're safe this time. We're just like, nothing's happening.
All right, well, let's go check it out. And it might lock up on us, so we might need you guys to let us out again. So I'm going to holler up as we go, as I go check out the noise. I don't know if you're coming with me or not, but...
Cool.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I'll just hold my crossbow at the opening.
Probably a fair...
You see a small room. Small square room.
A small...
Is there anything in it if we go in the room?
What's that?
Is there anything in the room when we go in it?
Yeah. Black tiles with white highlights on the floor spiral out from the fixed statue of a male Quifelum in full plate armor, bearing a massive blade. The sculpture captures fierceness, power, and breathtaking mastery.
Exact same statue and description as the one before.
Correct.
Okay.
3 chests inlaid with pearl and ebony... are stored in the chamber near the statue. A couple of mummified remains of humans lie like discarded logs along one wall.
So if we wait a few minutes, does the pyramid go back to normal?
Where does it stay?
It seems to stay open.
Cool.
Okay, you guys can probably come down now, or at least one of you. Just in case we got to fight these mummies in here.
I can shoot from up here.
I'll start sliding. Yeah.
You can't see into the room, though, can you?
Yeah, you guys are way too far away to shoot.
Okay, that's fair.
I'll start sliding down.
Okay, right, we'll both come then.
Cool. You guys are inside of a square room with 3 chests and a giant sculpture of a Quifelum.
And some mummies.
And some mummified bodies.
Okay, so what did you say about the floor?
It's white and black tiled. The white spirals out from the black.
For some reason, all of the floor tiles spiral out from underneath all these statues in this game. I don't know why.
Oh, okay. That's
how it's written.
I was just making sure there wasn't any kind of pattern.
The dark spiral.
Fair.
Yeah, spiral dust, man.
I don't think we've got to the dark spiral yet, though. Or the dark spiral.
I don't think so.
I'm just assuming by the cover there's probably a dark tower.
So looking at this statue, do we see... Is there blood on his blade?
No, it's a stone statue.
Cool.
Well, yeah, but that's not a stupid question, Lucas.
It's not.
Gargoyles shed their stone.
Throwback.
Watched it all on Disney Plus.
Yeah. No. Does not appear to be a thing.
Yeah, I was just making sure the spiral floor wasn't like a certain pattern we had to follow or anything.
So, looking at the chest, there's three of them.
There are three of them, and there are, what did I say?
Discarded just remains.
Just says a couple of mummified remains.
Yep. Can we check to see if the chests are trapped?
Sure.
Yeah.
Since everything else has been.
I got a 3.
4.
Uh-oh. You too. You want to look?
Perceive no traps.
6.
Golden. 19. All
right. Why is it that Jimmy notices?
He's having a good day. We've kept him away from booze. I
know. You perceive no traps.
Yeah.
He got his own traps. I'm really solid about this, too.
Do we trust Jimmy, though? I guess we got no other choice.
Yeah, no other choice at this point.
So which one are we going to open first? Just pick one at random?
Right is always right.
Does it say where they are strategically placed, or does it just say there's 3?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you, because they were talking.
Strategically placed chest or not.
No, they just appear to be sitting next to the statue.
Okay, let's open one at random, I guess.
1, 2, or 3?
2.
This chest contains the head of a heavy maul. On the head is inscribed
death.
I don't know if you'd be able to read it. Well, no, you guys are Arden. You would know the Arden tongue. It says the words grandfather's maul. It's possibly invaluable to whoever asked it to be stored here. The maul has no other apparent significance.
Okay, close. Next.
Which one?
Let's open 1. Feeling lucky.
Chest contains 3 bottles of wine.
There's alcohol!
Well, now his...
Now his lucky streak's over. Oh, man. Yeah. Done. Just 3 bottles of wine, nothing else?
That's all that's in there. 3 bottles of wine.
Ooh. Chest 3.
Chest 3.
Chest 3. This chest contains 1 of Donna Ilsa's eggs packed in sawdust. It also contains 2 ciphers.
While they're going to the third one, I'm just going to pick up a bottle of wine.
Cool. You got a bottle of wine, dude.
Yeah.
The label says Senurfa. Which is likely the vineyard it is from.
Sounds very French.
It's probably expensive, too, if they're having it guarded.
It's probably actually like an endangered one or something.
You got to think they have
ages here or something.
They have to pay to have it guarded too.
That's true. So
they're not just 3 random bottles of wine.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's after probably you good guys shit. Say that, I'll pick up the other 2 and see if I can sell these for something.
Or drink them. You're an alcoholic.
Or drink them. But if I can sell them, I can get way more cheaper beer.
Exactly. We'll go back to that one place and... Was it Colorado?
The nickel pitchers or whatever it was.
Was that?
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Quarter pitcher.
That wasn't in Colorado, was it? That was in Seattle.
Seattle.
You guys find a level level 6 ray emitter.
Ooh.
It's a handheld device. Oh, in Arden, it looks like a wand. This allows the user to project a ray up to 200 feet that forces a target to obey the next verbal command given. If it is understood.
Oh, my goodness.
Sounds good for you.
You also find a level 5 strength boost. Probably pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, I think we've had one before.
Just in case you don't know, this is a gemstone that adheres to the temple. It adds 1 to your might edge for 1 hour.
You can probably use
it. I have one right now.
Strength boost. Have one?
Yeah.
Right, now there are 2 of them if you wish to have another.
You want 2?
No.
Put 1 on each temple.
Yeah. Frankenstein it.
I don't use that much strength ed right now, so I'm good. I'll just keep the 1.
I'll use my level 5 speed so I can grab that. So I'm back up to 13 at least. So it almost completely heals me.
So you're going
to
grab the wand or the strength boost?
The strength boost.
Okay.
Okay.
Strength boost.
Are you taking the wand or leaving the wand?
I mean,
I'll take the wand.
I would say the wand is so cool.
Okay. What was it called again? Ray emitter?
It's a ray emitter.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a 200-foot range.
And it allows for one verbal command to a target.
As long as the target understood. Can understand you.
200 feet?
Yep.
I have one spot open if I need to hold something.
I have one spot too. That's why I'm like, it's not really, I don't know. It's cool, but like.
You can make your.
If I had two spots open, maybe.
You could also make your allies do something.
If we get chased down or have to chase someone down, it would be helpful. So.
Oh, I could point it at Jimmy and say, you are no longer allowed to drink alcohol.
Right?
Oh, it lasts for a little while.
Yeah, so it won't last forever.
All right, so that appears to be a dead end from where you were standing.
Yeah.
What's that? What was the wine called again?
It was just wine.
Sanfura, S-A-N-F-U-R-A, is what's written on the label.
All right.
So like I said, it's probably the vineyard it came from.
I have to remember the name.
Fancy. Okay, cool.
There is a year on it, but you guys wouldn't really
know the numbers.
What year
one?
It is.
Okay.
It looks old. Where to?
Bet that old lady will take it.
Let's go to F.
F-fa-fa. When you open up F, it is another very short hallway, similar to what B was, into another rectangular room, similar to what you saw prior to.
Commerce.
So it's another horizontal instead of... Wait.
Bar.
You know what I mean. It's more of a bar instead of a long hall. And that is door 19, or room 19. There's a lot of rooms in this little thing.
It's a brick and not a pillar.
What's that?
It's a brick and not a pillar.
There you go. All right. In this room, an iron tripod is bolted to the floor in the center of the chamber. The tripod's claws hold a glass vessel about 4 feet tall and 2 feet in diameter, filled with misty condensation. Steam rolls off the vessel, covering the floor. You immediately note that it is quite colder in here than any other room.
Which indication or in?
This one's commerce.
Yeah.
Can I have a difficulty 3 intellect based task from Stevie Stevens?
Come on, Stevie. You can do it.
No. I got a 2.
Rolling hot today. You need to love your dice more.
I do love these dice.
Whisper sweet nothing into their ears.
That one's a nat 20, and that one's a 19, and that one's a 15. Are you freaking kidding me?
Okay. That's what you see.
Assuming that there was some magic or something.
But we don't. No, there's no magic. What are you talking about? We don't know anything.
I'm going to walk in. It sounds real bad.
That's never going to be meta, but all
right. Directly to your left inside this room is another door.
What? To the left?
Yep. So you see this vessel in the middle and a door to your left.
Killing my rooms here.
Okay. I guess let's go to the door. I mean, I got nothing.
Yeah, we're going.
Unless somebody else wants to roll an intellect roll.
Let's go to the door.
Let's
go. He only asked you for the roll.
I know.
It specifies people who are sensitive to magic. So this opens up.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It's an immediate... What am I say? When it opens up, when you open up the door, it's a hallway that goes directly left to your to your right.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Why don't you just circle it and point it over here?
Yeah,
and draw totally it that way. That.
Just draw a letter.
There you go.
Or put a letter.
So it's a long hallway. When you open up that door, in front of you basically is a wall. If you look to your right, it's a long hallway.
To my right.
Direct wall to your left. I mean, it's kind of just immediately you turn right or you go nowhere.
Okay.
Red letters across the cobbled floor of the hallway, back and forth along its length. Sorry, red letters race across the cobbled floor of the hallway, back and forth along its length. At the west end of the passage, an arch opens into darkness. The letters appeared to be composed of ephemeral spell light. The alphabet is recognizably the Maker's Tongue.
Uh-oh.
Which is the creator of Arden.
Who was human?
Lotan.
The movement makes it hard to decipher the message.
Oh, that's a bad guy.
A successful difficulty 5 intellect base roll.
From all of us?
Whoever wants to try to figure out the message.
Do it!
5.
Jimmy read some words on the wine bottle. He might feel it. He might feel it.
Nice.
11.
Ooh, 4.
15.
Well, you're the only one who got it.
That wine bottle helped me a lot. Got warmed up.
The message appears to say that darkness hungers.
Hey, guys. The darkness hungers.
A spell obviously...
Think he's too drunk.
A spell obviously suffuses the hallway.
Hungers for money.
It's dark in the room that we see the arch. Where's your lantern?
You're right. Okay, I take out my lantern again. I turn on.
You look like Green Lantern, like holding out your ring.
That's hilarious.
That'd be a cool cipher to have.
You're right. Green Lantern.
I have a pretty ring on, I'm just saying.
I have a Green Lantern ring at home.
Of course you do.
I bring it. I have the black ring from Blackest Night too, so.
Darkest day.
Blackest night, brightest day.
Yeah. Brightest day, what?
There it is. Yeah, it was 2 Green Lantern arcs. Blackest Night was the best one, though.
This was Commerce, right?
Yeah, this is Commerce.
So...
beat it gold.
Maybe.
Take my ruby.
It's a thought to have.
Right? Take my sapphire.
They're called crowns.
I have a sapphire. Do I really want to throw my sapphire, though?
It's a
large sapphire. Does the light work at all in this room?
He's reading. He's not paying attention to us.
I'm just letting that
No, the room appears to be lit except for the arch at the end. It appears to just be darkness.
Right, so we're holding a lantern. Wait, what? You said it's a long hallway that ends in an arch and it's dark. So we hold up the lantern to see behind the arch.
Oh, I didn't know you were going in the hallway. I was explaining what the hallway looked like.
We're going?
Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
I thought that's how we were able to read the words is because we had to walk down the hallway and it's like scattering around the hallway.
I mean, you could peek in and read it.
Well, yeah, but...
that was okay.
I thought you said it was a long hallway. We wanted to read the whole thing.
Where's it going
to
go?
Long is relative. It's about 50 feet long.
Okay. That's pretty long.
It doesn't seem to light up the arch. It's dark. It's dark. But directly to your right, as you walk down the hall, is another room.
On the left or right?
On your right.
Do we keep going straight, or are we going to take that room?
Well, I mean, is it going to hurt us to look in the room?
It could. I guess we'll do the door.
Okay, you guys go into that room.
Yes, sir.
The chamber is something of a jumble. Stone sculptures in various stages of completion are scattered about the room. A large workbench heaped with rusted swords stands against one wall near a rack filled with all manner of stone working tools, cleaning implements, and other oddments. 5 large iron pails sit beneath the workbench. A second workbench is littered with tiny clay figures. A brilliant point of red light hangs in midair over the workbench, illuminating the entire room in crimson.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening to The Strange. If you'd like to chat with us, you can find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. You can tweet us at Rancor's_Brothel, and our archives can be found at rancorsbrothel.com.